Аудиозапись номер 60 к упражнению 1.
The world-famous Polish astronomer Nicholas Copernicus was born on the 19th of February 1473 in Poland into a fairly big family. Nicholas had a brother and two sisters. In 1491, he went to Krakow University, where he studied mathematics, medicine, and religion. His favorite subject was astronomy. In 1497, Copernicus went to Italy and spent several years there, trying to get a better education. In 1503, he got a university diploma and began working as a doctor, but he devoted a lot of time to scientific studies. He wrote a book about a new model of the world whose center is the sun, not the earth. Charles Robert Darwin was born on the 12th of February, 1809. He was a great English naturalist and a well-known traveller. He was the first scientist to show evolution among animals. He developed a theory that explained how people appeared on our planet. Darwin was very much interested in nature and studied different plants and animals during his long journeys. He made a lot of discoveries. The results of his work were shown in his books. His theory was supported by many scientists. Darwin died on the 19th of April in 1882 and was buried in Westminster Abbey in London. Konstantin Tsiolkovsky, a great Russian scientist, was born in the city of Izhevsk in 1857. When he was 9, he fell ill, and as a result, he was not able to hear well during his life. 4 years later, his mother died. The boy had to study at home by himself. His only friends were books. At the age of 16, he was sent to Moscow, where he studied chemistry, mathematics, and astronomy. Life in the capital of Russia was rather expensive, and in 1876, he left Moscow for Vyatka. Tsiolkovsky began his career as a school teacher. He was very much interested in astronomy and space. In 1892, he moved to Kaluga, where he lived with his family and began his scientific experiments. He was the first to create a model of a rocket that was able to fly to space.